This year is, again, an interesting one for private equity sponsors in the M&A context. I think for holistically, it's fair to say that it's a bit challenging. The valuations are high. There are relatively few good prospects for transactions. The good ones have been taken. There's increased competition in terms of capital to be put to work. And of course, the regulatory and tax environment continue to be volatile, is maybe a good way of saying it. Yet, I think volumes we'll hear, deal volumes are have stabilized, if not robust in certain sectors. I think it means that sponsors are finding a way through innovation. We've got a lot of smart and energetic people to put capital to work. And we'll be talking about that. So to set the stage, Mike Rogers, maybe you can talk a little bit about the environment.
Well, thank you, Paul, and thank you to Larry and Wilson for inviting me back. I actually was here in the 2004-05, kind of the startup of this conference. Went to London for 4 years, had a global role where I was all over the world all the time, and I've been in New York the last 4 years. So my message is to y'all should just stay right here. This is probably the best place there is in the world, I'll tell you that. So I'm happy to be back in Texas and doing this. So a couple things that we're talking about in terms of your M&A activity moderating a little bit. The 2015 was a massive year. In terms of activity, a lot of exits in the marketplace that came out. And one interesting thing on this chart, if you can see it from far enough away, is you'll see the 06-07 buildup. And that was really led by private equity. At that point in time, over 20% or so of the deals were being done by private equity by volume. And if you look out into today's window in terms of what we're looking at now, the value, the PE, and what we're doing is about 10 or 11%. And a lot of that has to do with the size of those transactions. If you remember in the 06-07 timeframe,